Welcome back to it. Hey, it's Friday. That means we get to hang out with Doolin. No fooling. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I spend my whole week, you know, on pins and needles waiting for this very moment to arrive. Steve Doolin is a professor, a gun owner, a guy that's out there, an all-around good guy as well. Doolin, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Gruber. I've been looking forward to it, too, for what it's worth.
Pins and needles, Doolin. Pins and needles, I am on, every time I'm waiting. Anyhow, I'm actually sitting here wondering, because I kept hearing that we were going to see all sorts of brand-new gun control measures come tumbling out of this administration this week. It hasn't happened yet. Apparently, Joe Biden and the puppeteers, which is his backup band, by the way, Joe Biden and the puppeteers believe they can pass gun control by executive order. I don't think that's true. You're a constitutional guy. Can they do that? Can they change parts and pieces? Yes or no?
Executive orders are funny. You know, the Constitution, I don't know if I told you, but I'm teaching constitutional law, American government to undergrads this term, which is fascinating. Some of them are freshmen. They have no clue what the Constitution is. They don't know the three branches. I mean,
Hold on. Stop. How old are these people?
College freshmen, some of them.
And they don't know. They've never seen the Constitution. They've never read it.
The sad truth is most people haven't read it, even people you think would have. It doesn't take that long. It takes a little over an hour to read it beginning to end, and several hours if you kind of think about it and look up the words you haven't seen before, that kind of thing. But it's not a huge project. It's under 5,000 words.
God, that's frightening.
It is frightening.
These are kids in law school.
No, these are college freshmen. These are undergrads.
Okay. All right. But still, they've gone through their entire elementary school, middle school, high school, never read the Constitution. They hear about it all the time, and their friends on Facebook tell them what's in it, so they just trust them or what?
Well, that's kind of what happens, and I'm now convinced that you can attain the highest office in the land and have never read it. Executive orders aren't specifically mentioned. It's the Constitution is a little bit loose. It's a little bit vague on purpose. It's flexible, in other words. It was meant to be a flexible document. The framers thought about us, you and I, a lot.
They talk
about
me?
Posterity all the time, in the future generations all the time. So they left us a little flexibility. So executive orders are kind of just a matter of that you get away with as much as you can get away with if you're a president.
And too often, unfortunately, certainly right now, you see members of the Congress and the Senate gleefully give up their power. Oh, you can do that. Why would you give up what was given to you? Of course, again, these kids don't know about the Constitution. Why would you give up the power that has been delineated to you to represent your state, your constituents, your people, your interests? Why would you do that?
Well, because with power comes responsibility, and with responsibility comes accountability. That's why.
And if you just give it up, you get a lot of cash, don't you? You get a lot of bonuses. You get things sent to you. You get to be on boards, and people that go there and make $150,000 a year are suddenly worth millions of dollars after a few years. It is remarkable.
And even if there's no outright graft, we know that fame is money. Fame is money, even if it's just for gluing your head together.
Doolin. The truth, when we have to dig down and figure out how the sausage is made, I don't like it much.
It is ugly.
And so, do you have any moments where you see the lights actually go on with these freshmen, where they go, oh, it says what?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then through the semester, then, you know, some of them started paying attention to current events, we used to call them. Things going on that are related directly to the stuff that we're reading, in and about the Constitution. So, yeah, it is rewarding in that sense.
Do you think it should be a required class in American high schools at least? I think it should be required in the middle school, because I think that seed should be planted a lot earlier. Middle school students should be required to take a class in the United States Constitution and exactly how it reads, not how you want it to read, not how you wish it would read, but the exact words, because words matter, right?
Well, that's the trick. I mean, you know, I was in a high school, 10 or 15 years ago, and I saw they had made posters. You know, the room was empty. They had made posters of the various amendments, and the one that had the Second Amendment language on it said that the purpose of the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, was for serving in the National Guard, which is clearly not true. It's a misinterpretation of the word militia, but, you know, just having it as a required class isn't enough.
You have to have voices there to show both sides and, you know, to show it all. Doolin, I don't know how you do it. How do you deal with people that show up in your class that are so oblivious to such simple things as a one-hour read of the United States Constitution?
Well, I say, well, it's a damn good thing you met me.
You said that anyway. Come on. You
well,
said that anyway. Yeah, you said that to me. First, I'm damn glad you met me. Yeah, I feel blessed, I'll tell you that. Everything else is good, I assume, because you're in good spirits, so I assume you're sleeping more these days than you did a few months or a year ago.
Well, that's true. Yeah, the youngest one has learned the joys of sleeping through the night. So, yeah, life is good.
Well, time to have another one. I'll take that as, you know, yesterday was National Wine Drinking Day. Let's extend it into today, and we'll just see what happens.
There simply isn't enough wine.
Okay, fair enough. Steve Doolin, always a pleasure. Hopefully your wife's not listening. God bless you. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Steve. Take it easy.
All right, there you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody. Professor trying to save one defenseless student after another. By the way, the best dog food you can buy comes from GreatLakesPetFood.com. Great Lakes Pet Food, a Michigan company. I'm telling you, we bought this dog food for our dogs. It changed everything. It really did. GreatLakesPetFood.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show. The MERS Report straight ahead.